about the workout? How do you think it went?
Thought it went well. You know, we all played. We did a great job competing. We got up and down, did some 3-on-3, 1-on-1. So I thought we had a great group. You know, and it's always a good time coming out here competing against the best. So
when you look at this Grizzly team, how would you fit in? They're the team that picks you next Thursday.
Definitely somebody who knows their role. You know, who could come in and play any role. You know, whether that's you know, I'm looking to step up for a team and play offense and defense. You know. Just kind of create my overall game, you know, and fit that into the system, you know, whatever it may be. You know, I've been stuck in plenty of systems, you know, and, you know, I know I've handled myself out of it. So I think I'll have fun and a great time with this Grizzly team, you know, young team, uprising, you know, a team who really is about to get to their next boost.
For you know they're always looking for shooters.
Yeah.
And there were spurts last year, and then there were spurts where you were missing some shots. But,
right. You
know, obviously you can't have enough shooters in the NBA. How is your shot from the perimeter as you work on it?
Yeah, it's feeling great, you know, and I shot it good at the combine, but shooting it really well in the workouts, you know, and that's one thing that I want to continue to improve, you know, and throughout my game, just improve my shooting, you know. And, it's feeling great from NBA range, you know. When I first started shooting from NBA range, it looked a step, you know, far, but now it's feeling great, you know. It seems just like a college shooter.
Being such a good shooter, does that kind of help hurt the perception that you have? Because some people may think of you as an offensive player.
You know, sometimes, you know, but it's my job to play both ends of the court, you know, and that just makes the game that much easier if I'm able to play defense and offense, you know, and come out and contribute, you know, to a team and to a game as if I can play defense.
Do you feel like that's kind of what teams are looking for now, the all-around player, not just the shot maker?
Definitely. You know, you're seeing Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, you know, that's guys who I really look up to and trying to step up and create my game. You know, Tony Allen, a guy who's defensive-minded but can score on the offensive end, you know, and really help the team out. You know, you can't step on the court if you can't play defense. So.
Glenn, how difficult is this process when you're not one of those top three or four guys? How difficult is this process, the waiting game, the workouts, and know that it all comes to a head in about 10 days for your future?
You know, it's very exciting, you know, but at the same time, it could be tough sometimes. Going around, it's like my 13th or 14th workout, you know, and traveling from city to city every day, every other day can get tiring, you know, but it's also fun and enjoyment at the same time. My dad told me, just enjoy the process, you know, you're never going to get another draft, you know, the process back again, you know, just enjoy the moment and do whatever you can.
Thank you.